Hey, sweetie. You up? I thought you might be. It's weird how we can both be so tired but still awake, huh? Let me get closer to you. Let me lay my head on your chest. I love it when you wrap your arms around me that way. It's so cozy. I can't wait until winter when we'll really get to snuggle. We should just set the temperature to like 60 degrees every day so that it can always be winter. Oh, wait. Sorry. I forgot you prefer Celsius. 15 degrees then. Ugh, freaking hipsters. Why does thinking always start to happen at this outrageous hour? I guess it's just a lack of distractions. Just being in a quiet room. When you aren't obligated to pay attention to something specific, your mind tends to explode a little bit. Or at least mine does. You know, once, a while back, someone called me a manic pixie dream girl. I mean, they said it nicely, like it was a compliment. And I took it that way, too. I was glad that that's what I could be for that person in that situation. But for some reason, it stuck with me. I actually ended up doing pretty heavy research on MPDGs. I think it's just that, even though I'm weirdly honored to be that to someone, or to more than one someone, on the inside, I don't quite feel like it makes sense. And I think for other people like me, they'd feel the same. It's true in a lot of ways. I love fantasy, I'm obsessed with fairies and magic, and I love having a, I don't know, sparkly outlook on life. I imagine that people's personalities glow, and that nature is sacred, and that there is beauty, real beauty, in everything and everyone. But a deeper part of me is continuously mourning. I'm mourning for the loss of my actual childhood. When I didn't just imagine fairies, I saw them. I believed with my entire being that magic was really, actually real. And now, I know that it's not real. In order to get by, I've had to change the definition of magic from spells to something more simple. Finding your own magic. And that satisfies me because I've kept magic alive in my own way, but it's not the same. And the child inside of me, the one who believed so much, is so sad that I've stopped believing. And I feel guilty for that. However silly that sounds. I remember when I was 10 or so, I wanted so desperately for magic to be real, but that's when I was just beginning to doubt. I was really, really sad. Don't laugh at me. And no, it's not cute. It was freaking terrible. I wanted magic, and I could feel it fading out of the world for me. But anyway, my point is that manic pixie dream girls. At least in real life, we don't just try to keep the beauty of the world alive for our fellow players. We desperately need it as a way to sustain ourselves. At least to some extent, it's a mask. Not like a removable mask, like a mask that once you put it on, it sinks into you and becomes real. The initial putting on may take some effort, but once it is on, you feel more free than you did without it. You feel more yourself. And creating magic or beauty or whatever you want to call it and giving it to other people, that's the most gratifying feeling in the world. In a way, you give them what you wish you could have all the time. You get to see the lights shine in their eyes for just a second, and it makes you believe again for just that long that magic is real. I don't know. I'm sleepy. Dreams are a whole other source of magic. I could argue that your heartbeat is magical too. But maybe that's just because I love you. Good night, my love.